Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here host coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen on their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. This is going to be a series, and I believe even this particular episode, something you may want to go back and listen to, or maybe share and have some conversations with your team. All I can tell you is that we're training you here how to build a big network marketing business. And I know that for the very first time of me building a network marketing business, starting in 2008 at this time, I can tell you right now is that I didn't know what I know now. And wouldn't that be natural that you 10 plus years later, this August, it's going to be 11 years, you wouldn't know now what you knew then. And so just think about what you're learning now, not having to, you're still going to have to go through your trial and error. You're still going to have to go through your challenges because your perspective is going to go as far as your experiences. So you still have to experience. But the wisdom that you're being bestowed upon every single day about this industry and about doing business and being a business person. And on today, when we start talking about how you're crushing it, how you're going to crush it in the summer months, but this is something that you're expecting to have many more summers. So if you take what we're talking about today, which is saying that team players build better teams, better and bigger teams. Team players build bigger and better teams. We're going to be coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And when I start talking about wisdom, you know we're talking about our brother King Solomon. We're talking about our brother King Solomon because when he was taking over the reign of his father David, and God, who knows everything, asked him what would he like. And he didn't ask for the riches. He didn't ask for all this. He asked for wisdom. So you want to pay attention to what he shares with us in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. And I want us to come in here because we're not going to be looking at who's not the team player on today. We're going to be asking ourselves, are we the best team player? Am I the best team player? I'm going to tell you something. Strong team players are not always pointing a finger. They're trying to correct themselves and say, am I a team player? Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today because today is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Father God, as we are petitioning to you on this day, we ask that you would just accept our praise and our worship as a sweet aroma in your nostrils. Let it be acceptable, O Father God, unto you, that you will now return unto us, not anything, but the wisdom. We know that if we have the wisdom, we can also have the mind of Christ. Let us go into a place of self-reflection and be bold and courageous enough for correction. Allow your Holy Spirit come in like a flood as he comfort us even during the correction. Let us be obedient enough to follow in the path of the kingdom as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. Let us not be double-minded that we want your name but our will. Let us not be double-minded that we want your name but our way. Let us be in full alignment of what you would have for your people as you are raising up a new standard of leadership in this world today and needing it so much like never before. We're thankful, Father God, for those who think that they are weak, they are strong right now in the name of Jesus. For those who think that they're not smart enough, that they are brilliant right now in the name of Jesus. For those who feel that they don't have what it takes, encourage them and remind them of your word that they can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens them in every area of necessity, including being able to have that self-reflection and come out of emotion and move into the mission. You're coming out of emotion and moving into the mission and the assignment that you've called us to do. We're thankful that many people are being freed on today so they can move into the abundant life that Jesus died for. We honor you and we bless you. And we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's pay very close attention to this here. I know in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, this is a scripture that's not just for today's episode, but this is a scripture that is a foundational scripture even for building your network marketing business. I know that many people, when they enrolled or started their network marketing business, they felt like I was joining a team, a clique, or they feel like, okay, I am joining a business. I'm joining. I am a member, but not necessarily an owner, not necessarily a team player. Well, why is that? Because most of the time that we know we're prospecting people who are, we are serving them with what's in it for them. So now we expect that maybe a whole switch happens as soon as they sign on a dotted line and pass over their credit card, and all of a sudden that they're good and ready to go. Even though they're getting a business in a box, does not mean that they think out of the box, because most of them are coming in from being an employee, moving into an entrepreneur. And as an employee, let's be real, there's very few employees that are true team players. They are on team me, team I, and team me. And then when they get a little bit further and they may start earning a little bit of money, they move from team I, team me, to team mine. Me and mine. Team I to team me to team minds. And some never cross over to team us. I want to let that sink in for a minute. Team I, team me, team mine. When you hear the language, because you got to know that out of the heart flows the issues of life. Out of your heart is how you think, what you feel. And when you hear people, where majority of the times when they're talking about their business, they're talking about, I have done this, they're talking about me, it's about me, and then they're talking about my team. Not our or us. To the level, because there's levels of everything. And when you move into the team us, the team our, then now you're moving into being a true team player. Now, there are some people that will pretend I'm team our and us based off circumstance, situation, just like they say, I love people until the circumstances hit. But this is what I want us to talk about. team players build better and bigger teams, not just bigger teams. Because let's think about it for a moment of what I just opened up the call with. I opened up the call with saying that the prospect who now will become your business partner, they were the prospect, and then when they paid a fee, they became the business partner. But that's not necessarily, they became the team player. And many a times when people join network marketing, they're in a place of needing, not in a place of giving. I think you gotta catch up with this one real quick, because most people don't enroll network marketing to say, I'm coming to give my philanthropic service. I am coming to get what I need. This is why personal development is non-negotiable in this industry. If you want to hang around it long, you know, when you are now, when you switch in to, and you stop being the bipolar, tripolar, quadpolar, you only on the side of who you think is winning instead of you playing team. Now, I asked the Holy Spirit for some help with this here. I know he cutting and correcting. I am just a messenger. Let me tell you something. Let me give you the proof that I'm just a messenger. Up until 8 minutes, as I was starting to do the preparation, because Caden wanted to move a little slow. He wanted to move at his own deal on this morning, forgetting that we are still in a hotel room and we are still not in our home. And today, which is his last day of school before Good Friday, the Good Friday. I don't know. There's no way I can make this up. There's no way I can orchestrate this, that God has given us all of these goods right before Good Friday. And so tomorrow he didn't have school, and he wanted to go in the pool last night. And, Mom, I'm sure I'm going to wake up. And, Mom, it's not going to take me long. And, oh, you know, all he was in was team me, because he wanted to, oh, you know, tomorrow we don't have to wear uniform. So can you have Dad bring the new clothes you brought me and all these things? And then I like, okay, so I'm watching, and I need you guys to understand something. I'm watching him, and he's saying, oh, he put on his little new, what is true religions, and he got on his little Jordans that one of our leaders bought him for his birthday. He think he's sharp because, you know, he go to a Christian school, so he got to wear the khakis and the polo. And so today he's feeling fresh and clean. It's all about him. Then he start moving like a snail. He moving. He don't want to put on the lotion on his face and all this. I said, hold on. I am needing to pray and get ready for our call. I need to get ready. And so it was team me. He's moving. Dad, don't put all this crazy stuff. So I didn't even get enough tests. All I said, I turn around and I say, I call upon my first team. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, give me what we need to talk about on today. We're crushing it on this summer. And what else is missing? What did I not cover? And he reminded me that we're a team. You're not doing this alone. And I say, I can call on my team. So I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Caden wasn't playing team. And I called him out on it. Said, you're not playing team. I was there for you. I was there for you on last night. You wanted to go to the pool. I was there for you, but I told you about this morning, and you got to suck it up, be a big boy, and do what you agreed to do. Play team. You're going to get up, and you're not going to make the morning other than a glorious morning, because we're glad that we see another morning in the Jackson's house, apartment, room, whatever we are in. We are glad to see another morning. That's how we roll. I didn't say that's how I roll. I said that's how we roll. Use team language with your team. And when you see team, not playing team. It cannot be tolerated because it breaks down these organizations. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10, it says two are better than one because they have good return for their labor. We're talking about crushing it in the summer. For if either of them fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. This sounds like reciprocity. I gave you the example of Caden because Caden feels like we're mom and dad, so we're the only ones that should be lifting him up at times. You have to train him that there's times that you need to make it better and easier for mom and dad. It's talking about a team. Who needs a one-sided player? The benefit is only for the player and not really. Eventually, that one-sided player is going to fall in turmoil. Then they want to start looking for the team when they need the team instead of playing team. All right, somebody. Today, I got to give you one or two more things before we go in and open up this call. Because reciprocity, there are some people who are on the other side and they believe that the only person that's supposed to play team is the person who's above them. If you got a bigger check, you the team player until my check catches up to you. And then if my check even look like it catches up to you, you're no longer on my team. I got my team now. But if we looked at that we needed each other from the beginning, if we enforced it that two are better than one, so if two is better than one, then imagine what is four better than two, or 400 better than 200. It says, because they have a good return for their labor. The word is telling us that teams do better for people who are truly playing teams. Now, God will not be mocked about you pretending it's team us when it's really team me. Some people believe that a leader who's ahead, that they're there just to only serve them, but there's no reason for you to serve. It's reciprocity is required. There are some leaders who maybe you say, you know what, you got leaders who are serving the team well, and then you feel they're not serving you enough, and you won't even tip them with even a thank you. They're just only as good as they were at your beck and call until they're calling and helping other people, and then it's like they're no use. We have to address these things in network marketing so you don't have to get bitter. You can hang up the line. It doesn't matter. Majority of what God had to say was already said. What you have to do is get better. Our question today, you're looking for support, you give it. As a leader, as you grow into your leadership roles and your checks get bigger, is the bigger you should be serving. No one sees your face until we hit a stage that's not team player. It's what's happening off the stage that makes the difference and even make a different meaning to when you hit the stage. You see, you got to be clear on what industry you're in. Network marketing is about team playership. Now, there are some industries where it's not like that, like maybe the entertainment industry for one. We may never have seen Michael Jackson team. We just want him to give us a good performance when he get on the stage. The people behind the stage have to play team to make sure that he gives a good performance, but they may not be even relevant to the audience, not network marketing. two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if of them either of them fails, one will lift up his companion. And but woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. The higher and higher you go in leadership, I know about feeling like there's no one to lift me up. That's why it's better to understand who your first team is from the beginning. Relationship with God and building a business is extremely important. Even for those who go into certain levels of leadership and just say, I quit. Were you ever a team player? Did you even consider the effect of other people? No, I already got me in mind. I'm good. We're building up strong leaders. We know a peculiar people is being raised out of Power Start Your Day. Let's open up the call on this morning. They like, ooh, crickets. I would love for you to be able to share and say, maybe I could be a better team player. I'm not going to the meeting because I don't have no guests. When you know that if the meeting is packed out, it's automatic close for the team. But you forget why you don't have any guests because it wasn't a priority for contribution. Team players contribute. You're bringing people to the meeting because you want to contribute to the assignment, to the movement, to the mission. Oh, I didn't get anybody on the call, so I'm not on the call. Am I a team player? Am I learning how to get on the call so I can understand how are other people getting people on the call so eventually I could be a team player? Oh, I'm not going to that training. I went to the last one. Oh, I didn't like what that person said right there. I didn't like what they said to me. Do team players show up even if they don't like anything? You're hearing a team player speak to you now. There are so many things because it's people. Listen, that I may say, I don't like that. But I don't even believe I have the right not to show up. Levels to everything. I don't even get that right anymore. God has blessed me immensely that I still have to show up. Are you going to wait for the blessing to start showing up? Are you going to wait for the blessing to start making every shot your best shot? Oh, I get to show up late because now I got a few more pin levels up and I can just show up because you better be glad I showed up. Am I a real team player? Before I got a pen, I wanted to make sure somebody saw that I was serving. I was serving any way I could. Let's open up the line. I am not playing with people's lives or businesses in this team, in this organization. I cannot afford. I have to be accountable to the one who gives us all the ability to gain wealth. And if I don't have the courage to say what has to be said or do what needs to be done. There are a lot of children's children that will never see financial freedom. Good morning. 407, last 47017. That's what God shared with me. He's with me, and I'm with him. 407, last 47017. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is LaToya out of Orlando, Florida. And I just want to say, Dr. Nicola, this has been a wonderful, wonderful message. I am very careful and just here lately over the last month or so of how I speak to my team members and the words that I use because I really want them to feel that this is a partnership, that we are in this together. And I'm very careful if I send a text message, you know, I always say you're a partner. I try not to use the words I, my, because I want them to be treated how I want to be treated. So I'm very careful with that. And this is just so amazing and just confirmation that, you know, that I'm moving in the right direction and trying to be right in God's eyes with this whole networking process. And, you know, I met with a lot of them this week, you know, just one-on-one to talk to them and say, hey, whatever you need. Like, you know, I felt some of them were getting a little discouraged and things like that in this in the business. And, you know, I'm like, hey, let's talk one-on-one. Let's get a game plan together. And just making, letting them know that, hey, we are in this together. You know, when it's time to walk across that stage, I want all of us together standing there because we work together as team players to get here. So it's just total confirmation, this message today, and just very excited. And I thank God for just confirming, you know, what I've been feeling through this message today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being obedient.
I love it. I love it. God bless you. You know, when we even start talking, you touched on a very, very powerful point. And in network marketing or any business, you're going to run into times where you feel a little bit challenged or frustrated, or it's a little bit, you know, I'm not sure. Frustration comes from the I'm not sure what's happening, or I'm not sure it's working. It comes from, and so when we have those types of things, like those emotions, right, we don't want to feed heavily into the emotion and forget about the mission. Sometimes the emotion in the moment will overshadow the mission. And when I see that, I know how to just cut it. But, you know, in our industry, we have to put things in perspective. We're in a business. We're in a business partnership. And if you are on the other side and you're saying, oh, I think I need more, I'm not sure, or whatever the feeling is, you want to first assess your feeling. This is not to LaToya. This is to those folks on the line who don't click and open up and be honest and truthful. You want to assess your feelings. Sometimes the root cause of your feelings have nothing to do even with your business, but everything to do with your life, what's happening in your life. And so what we'll do now, we're feeling unsure, uncertain, frustrated even in our life. And then we feel that we can do a tantrum on our business partner, that it's the business partner's fault, that why I am not successful, or it's the company's fault, or someone else is not doing what they should be doing for me, which is extremely, extremely difficult if you ever think like that, that you are doing for other people what you should be doing for other people. How do I know that? God has made it where he positioned me where I didn't have what would seem like an upline, a physical or a personal upline that says, I am going to help you move up. He didn't give me that. And I never could remember saying, what if I had an upline? If I could have if I could just get someone that would just rescue me. I'm a business owner. How in the world am I going to expect even a stranger who probably offered an opportunity to me to do more for me than even most of my family members do for me? I felt like I became a business owner, so I don't get the right to throw tantrums. But if I'm looking for something, even for my company, I don't throw tantrums. I have talks. We're growing up on this call here. We have talks. Hey, you know what? I'm struggling in this area right here. And then you want to not ball hog your leader. They're helping other people. There are some people who say, I don't care as long as I don't care if I suck up a whole day or two. It doesn't matter that no one else is being serviced. You just need to answer me and mine. When you hear the language of a leader say, it's me and mine, you already know that they're not playing team. We've got to come to a place of not just strength in numbers, meaning body, strength in spirit and mind. And if you have the mind of Christ, it's always going to be team us. He died for us. He didn't die for himself. He was already God. I will see that. You're only on my team as long as you're serving me. Then to me and my team, I don't need you. You're not my team. Not my team. First it's I and then me and then mine. When you're not hearing we and us, there's a danger zone there. 773 last 40453. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, this is Amber in Chicago.
Hey, baby, good morning. God bless you, Queen.
Good morning. It's interesting that this is the topic of today because we literally just had the conversation yesterday. Being a team is about showing up, even when you don't have people coming out to events. Because, you know, you guys just came back from the cruise. And so that means our leaders were going on the cruise. And people didn't show up, which is interesting because it makes you think that are you just here just because this one person is here? And if they're not here, you're not going to be here. You can't grow your business that way, you know. So it is about showing up. It is about making sure you get to the trainings because other people may need your story. Other people may need you. And a personal story about myself. I have a great mentor who brought me into this business. And there was a point when I passed my mentor up in title. And if she wasn't a team-minded person, a selfless person, a wonderful woman that she is, she could have been bitter and stopped helping me. Never stopped helping me.
Bless her.
And we're both at the same title now. And we're always on the phone every day talking to each other. Okay, what do we need to get us both here? What do we need to get our team here together?
My God.
And we're both at the same title now. And we're still growing together. And every time we talk to each other, it's not what I need to get to this. It's what do you need to get to this? Because I'm still her downline. I'm still, you know, under her. And I'm like, what do you need? What do we need? And we sit there and we talk about it as a team. She could have been bitter and envious and jealous, and she was never any of those things.
What?
She gave me the blueprint, the system. I hit the ground running, and she was still, Amber, what do you need? Are you okay? I'm like, what do you need? I want to make sure that we get you where you need to go to. Team player all the way, and I was so blessed to have her and Joe and everyone who's been there for me, but people don't even understand, like, when you get into the business, it's not, yes, you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. You're going to need the people around you. Go to those meetings. Talk to people. Meet people. Because they may have a story for your prospect that they needed to hear about that person. Sometimes the people that you're talking to can't relate to you, but they may relate to, oh, there's a nurse on our team who's single mom, who works hard, and she killed this, and she's at this title. Or we have a guy who used to be a truck driver, but because of this business, he was able to go out and start his own truck. You have to be around the team to get
something. There you go.
To know.
Amber.
So this is right on time, Nicola. This is right on time.
Amber, you are talking reciprocity. There is something that needs to be said about you and your upline leader, reciprocity. What I also heard is just because you're the same title, you didn't get bigger than yourself. You did not turn around and act like now that you gave me the blueprint, now that you've helped me, now that you've done this, now this is my team, I'm out of here. You still showed honor. You still played team. Reciprocity is what two true team players do. It didn't sound like you tried to make it where, okay, now she's no longer of value in my life or my team because we're the same title. We're talking about reciprocity, and typically those seeds, how you act at that place, the seeds were already there before you got to that place. And we have people on the team, in the phone, that they're growing into a certain place, but it's where the seed. This is why we wanna sow seed on fertile and good ground. Because we don't want the harvest to be weeds. So it's so important what we're hearing here, and we're talking stuff. And let me tell you something. There are many leaders in this industry that will be so scared they will tippy-toe around this, but thank God I don't live for tips or offerings or tithes. Thank God I don't, because I know of some folk that'll be like, I'm going to make her go hungry. I need you to hear me. honor and respect is due to everyone. And when you are realizing that it doesn't matter, even if it's another team, you heard a call, we did a team call, and there's a gentleman, Anthony Camilleri, who is not in my lineage, but he is so on my team. From day one, I met him. He never felt threatened that even though he was in the business longer than me, that we were doing well, he would pick me up, he would serve me, he would be there. I mean, it's such a powerhouse. And when he started growing up and he started getting good, I mean, I would always be like, what do you need? What are you about to do? Listen, you got to, and all I can tell you is that team I and me is not even in me. I want everyone on this line to be a vessel that makes it easy for God to bless. I want the leaders on this line, my prayer is that you're hearing this information so that you can be cut wide open to let out anything that's obstructing the blessings of God in your business and in your life, because you've probably been playing team I and me in your life, so you brought it into your business. Maybe because you've come from a hard place where things seem like it was hard, but it was prepping you to make it easier for other people. It wasn't prepping you to make it harder for other people. It was prepping you to make it easier for other people because you understand what that is. You understand what that is about. So you need wisdom for God to interpret those things for you. I am telling you guys right now, people coming out of Power Start Your Day, and you go out there and you do the DMO. We are talking about generations upon generations upon generations that's going to eat off this harvest. The spirit, the mindset, the riches, all the treasures that are laid up and stored for you. It's harvest time. It's rolling in. It's harvest time. We got to roll, guys. We're crushing it this summer. We're playing team. We're being a part of it. We want to be a part of the mission, not just be on team I, me, or mine. I love you guys. You know I do so much, so much. I do. I love you so much that I'm willing to talk about the hard things so we can make it easier for others. God bless you.